Welcome to AchieveCast, the podcast that tells the stories of the great works happening in Achieve communities across this country. I'm Dr. Tate Martin, and for the next couple of minutes, I'll be speaking with those who make our communities healthier through Achieve. On this podcast, we're going to focus on partnerships and the impact that they make in Achieve communities. During several phone conversations with Achieve professionals, I asked the question, what's the best piece of advice that you could give a community about partnerships? Here's what Eileen Daly said.
Eileen Daly. I am the division manager at the Blackhawk County Health Department in the state of Iowa, and I serve as the health department coach. We are a 2008 Achieve community. It's all about building relationships. There has to be a high level of trust. And it's a very personal kind of activity because you have to demonstrate credibility, a willingness sometimes to give for the greater good. And, you know, we write our grants as teams, we implement as teams, and we have to have that team mentality as we approach the work that we do. No longer can one individual agency sustain an activity. We really are dependent on one another, so we have to take the time to build those relationships. It also does start at the top, at the governance level, at the administrative level, so that the philosophy is within the organization that we're going to be team players. And then, it's an evolving process. It just doesn't happen overnight. And so people who do set out to establish those relationships, they need to be strategic. And sometimes you go and you introduce yourself because you have an agenda, but maybe that organization needs something else. You have to have the flexibility then to respond to that so that you're building relationship over time.
In addition to building relationships, here's what Elsie Flemings had to say.
Elsie Flemings, and I am the Community Relations Director for Healthy Acadia, which is a local public health organization in the Mount Desert Island region of Maine. I would say looking as broadly as possible in developing partnerships is maybe the most important piece of advice I can offer. I think it's been so amazing to see. We really brought into our group individuals who maybe at the outset were not really convinced about the importance of changing the built environment in terms of community health, for example, or not really convinced that policy changes were needed. And as part of our process, we attended learning institutes, we did ongoing learning opportunities, and worked with each other, thought about all of these issues, and really brought many people brought all of us to a higher level of understanding and commitment and focus on what really can bring about improvements to community health. And so I think in that sense, there are really opportunities for learning, even from non-traditional allies. And of course, when you're actually looking to bring about change that might be controversial, if you can have the folks who maybe aren't necessarily the traditional allies, if you can have them already working with you and in the room, you have a much greater chance of success at really changing significant, maybe difficult issues and really bring about solutions to difficult problems. So I'd say reach as widely as possible, reach out, continue to talk, even if initially some of those folks are not interested in partnering, at least they're part of the conversation. They feel that you've reached out to them. They feel that you value their opinion. And I think that's a key piece. And everybody brings important, unique qualities to the process. And so really, again, thinking as broadly as possible within your community at potential partners and really listening and learning from each one of them is very important.
Here's Julie Jackman's take on how sometimes partnerships may change over time.
Julie Jackman with the Mecklenburg County Health Department in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm the Worksite Wellness Coordinator for the County Health Department, and I am working with the Achieve community in Mecklenburg County regarding Worksite Wellness. A team can sometimes start out in one way and develop and change and grow into something else, and I think that's important for a lot of Achieve communities to understand that sometimes you start with a core group of people when you begin a grant, and it changes and develops and kind of morphs into what you need it to be, and that's okay, and you need to allow for that kind of learning and that changing to happen within your community so that you can be effective. Don't just feel tied to those people that you have on the team, but allow people to come and go as they need and allow the door to be open to new partners as you see your program changing.
Our last piece of advice comes from Kirsten Franzen. She shares a saying that one of her team members told her.
Kirsten Franzen, and I work with the Tacoma Pierce County Achieve Coalition, and I am the community coach from the health department, and I'm also the coordinator of physical activity and nutrition at our local health department. The African proverb says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And so I think what we were doing by going slow and developing our systems and developing our partnerships and our infrastructure is we were developing something that's going to be long-lasting.
This final piece of advice is a great way to close this podcast. I hope that the information shared here encourages you to think about the partnerships you have in your Achieve community. Take the time to show your appreciation to those partners who help make your community better. At this time, I'd like to show my appreciation to Andy Bloom, Elsie Flemings, Kirsten Franzen, and Julie Jackman for sharing their insights about partnerships. This podcast has been brought to you by the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts or get more information, visit us on the web at achievecast.com. This has been Dr. Tate Martin, and until next time, let's all work together to make our communities healthier.